The saint which we celebrate today is interesting, as most saints are, but in his case, and of course it is the feast of St. John Leonardi, a priest and a founder of a religious order, the Clerks Regular of the Mother of God. A very small order, even today, is almost minimal, but nevertheless, he was a very great saint, and he was very good friends with St. Philip Neri, the Apostle of Rome, and the saint of a good humor. St. John Leonardi was from Lucca, the same place as St. Gemma Galgani was, and he was 26 by the time he decided that he needed to be a priest. And of course, vocations come when they come. Sometimes they come earlier, sometimes they come later, as we have seen here also in this parish among us. And so he went to Rome, and there, with the help of the Holy Father and the hope of others, he was ordained. In fact, he was commanded to be ordained. He didn't think he was worthy, but he was commanded to be ordained. And so he began this congregation of the Clerks Regular of the Mother of God. And one of the things that he did, similarly to St. Philip Neri, he started to propagate the faith. And in Rome, there were many, many people who were not fulfilling their obligations, who were baptized, but were not practicing the holy faith. So he began to propagate with his priests the faith. In fact, it is because of him that the Holy Father gave him the title of a propagator of the faith. And it is from him that comes the College of the University of the Propagation of the Faith, Propaganda Fidei, and also the collection which is had throughout the world every year in the month of October for the propagation of the faith. Because it's important to have money in order to spread the faith. It's not just a matter of words, but it's also literature and books and seminaries and so forth. So today we celebrate the feast of St. John Leonardi. In addition, we celebrate the feast with somebody, or a group of persons, not somebody, but the chief one, who should be very familiar to some of us, who were at his church in Paris. Today is the feast of St. Denis, the Areopagite. He was converted by the apostles and went to France, and there became the first bishop of Paris. Eventually, he was put to death. He was beheaded. And according to the tradition, and of course, some people may believe it and some people may not, I do. It doesn't matter, because I'm very credulous. You know, I believe about the saints, anything that is handed down. But when his head was cut off, St. Denis took it up in his hands and went up all the way to the church, which is dedicated to him, Montmartre, the mistress of the mountain. And so there it is that he finally dropped dead with his head in his hands. And so today we honor also St. Dionysius, or Denis, the Areopagite, who is mentioned even in the New Testament. As we celebrate these sacred mysteries, then, we give thanks to God for all the saints, especially for those saints who were holy bishops and holy priests that enable us to appreciate more not only the priesthood itself, which is necessary, as I say always, no priest, no Mass, but the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which is so very, very important and so very dear, not only to God, who gives it to us, but to us. What would we do without the Mass? And there are many in the world who do not have it. Or when they do have it, they have a clownish interpretation of the Mass, which is sacrilegious and evil. So we give thanks to God that we have the holy sacrifice of the Mass. In this too, we pray for for one of our priests, who's always been a friend of the parish of St. Stephen, of the shrine, and also of myself, Monsignor Charles Slade Crawford, who is on his deathbed. And the bishop went to see him and gave him the plenary indulgence at the hour of death already. And I'm glad to see he's one of those who believe in that still. And then we're waiting to see whenever God calls him to himself. But he had a very adventuresome life too. And for a long time he was pastor of Little Flower Parish here in Pensacola. And then he retired. But he's still been working until recently. And now he lives somewhere near Destin, where he is on his deathbed. So we pray for him and all those others who are experiencing the call of the Lord in the gift of Holy Sister Death, as St. Francis called it. And then tomorrow, and I will bring the relic, tomorrow we have a very, very special feast for myself, and I'll talk about that later tomorrow. It's a feast of one of my ancestors, St. Francis Borgia, and he is an antecedent of my grandmother, who is also a Borgia, near the area of Valencia. But he was the grandson of Pope Alexander VI. So you see, God has all kinds of surprises for us, and from evil, he brings good. And he was the third Father General of the Jesuit Order, the Society of Jesus. So remember to pray for me tomorrow in a very special way. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.